Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to be with you today. Today we're going to talk about something that is I don't think I've talked about before, which is weird after 500 episodes, but it's a big deal and we get a lot of folks on it, which is leveraging capital for your cleaning business. So many people are confused around how much money should I spend? How much money does it cost? What kind of investment do I need to start? How much money should I put into the business? What's good? What's not good? Hey, Denise from New Jersey. Good to have you. So today we're going to dive into that. The problem is, I know you guys, you are the reason I love owners of cleaning companies is you guys and gals are so freaking committed to your cleaning company, which is one of my favorite things about serving you, but you don't know if or how you should borrow money. You know, you hear smart, very successful guys and gals out there like Dave Ramsey going, you know, no debt. And you've got other, you know, most of the other world saying, you know, debt is a big deal and you've got to borrow. And I just wanted to kind of talk about what's worked and not worked for me as a guy that's had lots of money, been broke, but not broke, borrowed money, been debt-free, all that good stuff. Kind of want to walk through that experience and save, maybe help you guys make some better mistakes than the mistakes that I've made. Hajruddin is always here and I never know how to say his name, but glad to have you here. Hajruddin. From Harrison. Hopefully I got that even close. Veronica's here. Curtis in the house. Durand is here from Taos, New Mexico. Love the kind of global reach of our show that we get people from all over the world. Amanda Owens, one of our elite members, says, hey, and by the way, if you're listening to a recording, you want to join us, just join our Facebook group. If you just go to Facebook and search Grow My Cleaning Company, we just added our 10,000th member. You'll always get a notification when we go live. If you want to join us live, then you can join the conversation. And if not, of course, we'll do everything we can to serve you on the recording like we do now. So let's jump in. We're just talking about how everyone is so committed to growing their cleaning company, but they don't know if they should borrow money, how they should borrow money, what should that look like, what should they invest in, what should they not invest in. And I've done it right, I've done it wrong, and I definitely want to help you guys get it right, so we'll do it. John says, super excited today, maybe the live, and I'm talking to one of your coaches later today. That's awesome, John, I'm so excited. I'm going to check in and see who it is and tell them you're on the live and to give you the extra special love. Oh, thank you, Lindsay, for those of you watching the recording in live, she put the where you can join our Facebook group and get access to all these lives so you get record, you get a heads up. Okay, so the reality is if you are not willing to go all in on your business, you might as well get a job. I was literally just talking with Lindsay about this today. So many owners say, hey, we want to be successful. I want to have $1 million business. I want to have a bunch of employees. I want to be respected in the community. I want my things, my kids to think highly of me. I want to have a legacy I can give them. There's all these things that we want. But when it's like, okay, but you've got to step outside of your comfort zone. You've got to invest and put at risk capital, time, your life, basically, to do this, they're out. They lose interest. And the reality is, even with the amazing systems and processes and accountability and encouragement and community and all the tools that we give you all to succeed, without that all-in commitment, it's worthless, right? That's what you guys have got to bring to the table. So we're going to talk specifically about capital and what you should and shouldn't do and how to use it and be successful. But the reality is none of that matters if you're not committed and you're not really all in on your business. So let's start with a lot of the questions that you guys come up with that I think get you in the wrong place. First is, I need to borrow a bunch of money when I start for supplies, right? I've got to, you know, if I don't have 5 or 10 grand or 20 grand or whatever, I'm no good. I need supplies. I need a website. I need this. I need that. The reality is one of the great things about our industry is there is a low barrier to entry, right? It doesn't take a bunch of money right off the bat to be successful. But the flip side is a lot of us believe, well, because it's a low barrier to entry, I can do this on a shoestring budget. I don't need to put any money at risk, or I don't need to access or borrow or have any money. The reality is it's a great way to fail when a $500 vacuum can put you, or breaking can put you out of business, or not having money to invest in yourself or your employees or your educations or uniforms or fun things like workers' comp insurance or like doing it right. So we kind of have to walk that line of, we don't need tens of thousands of dollars to waste, but a lot of your competitors, and trust me, I talk to them, are trying to bootstrap it, do it on a shoestring budget. That gives you an opportunity, right? If you invest in the things that have a positive ROI, we're going to talk about that in a minute, that willingness to invest in risk and put, again, really being an entrepreneur is just about putting things at risk, your time, your money, your capital, your credit score, like whatever that is. If you're like, well, I'll give some, but not all. I want these massive results, but I'm only willing to put in minimum effort. Or risk or kind of doing, you know, stretch, then that's what's going to happen. So we've got to make sure we walk that line between, we don't have a bunch of extra capital just for nothing, or certainly don't want to waste it, but we don't want to try and shoestring everything because that's what our competitors do. It's a great recipe for disaster. And Greg says, good afternoon, brother. Good to see you. The next thing is debt. And again, just so you guys know, aside from the real estate we own, I want to make sure I said this true. We're debt free. My wife could come in here and say something different. Hey, Sean, good to have you, buddy. So yeah, aside from the real estate we own, we are completely debt free. Cars, credit cards, all that sort of stuff. I think we have bonus, you know, miles that we use. So you know, every month we'll pay that off. But other than that, we're pretty much debt free. But I've borrowed hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars for our business, and you can swing too far one way or another. One way you can swing too far is, I'll borrow anything and everything for everything. That can really eat your lunch. I have been in places where we had lines of credit, we had money from banks, and they were really just masking the problem with our, Lauren says, yes, Lord, the risk, but I began without capital. Yes, I guarantee we're going to talk about that. Every freaking millionaire, not everyone, but the vast majority began without capital, their own capital. You can get other people's capital just fine. So, the reality is I have borrowed money that I absolutely needed to get started. My first business, we had to borrow money to do. And if I hadn't had that, there's no way I would have started. I was born poor without accessing some sort of capital that wasn't my own. There's just no way. It would have taken me forever. That said, once I was more successful, I borrowed money to replace lack of systems and processes in place. And I had a business model that was broken. As opposed to fixing the business model, I borrowed money. The problem is, because the business model never got fixed, I just used the money. And then I had a broken business model and debt that I didn't have before, which made it harder. So the reality is, we don't want to go to all debt is good debt. That's just not the truth, right? As long as I'm investing my business, fine. And then there's the all debt's bad debt, right? No, any debt is no, that's no good. I would also disagree with that. And this is coming from a guy that doesn't like debt, but I've used it, and when you use it well, I found it can serve you. So the reality is, and this is my two cents, I'm sure you ask 100 people, you get a different opinion, but I've had some pretty good success. My reality is, bad debt is buying things that go down in value. TVs, sofas, travel, cars, all of these things. Travel goes down to zero, right? Once the trip's over, it's over. Cars, TVs, you know, jewelry, sorry, ladies, whoever likes jewelry, all that's fine. I love that. My wife has jewelry. We buy her nice shoes. We go on travel. I have cars, right? All that stuff, but we pay cash. So bad debt for me is anything that's going to go down in value. Good debt is really investing. So first of all, there's nothing we know is going to go up in value, right? Like, we invest in houses and we believe that they're going to go up in value. I've invested hundreds of millions in my businesses over the last 20 years, and most of them have gone up in value, but we don't. So it's always a risk, right? There's no such thing as, I give you a dollar and I get $2 back. Even if it's the government, well, I get a 2% CD, that's guaranteed. Yeah, guaranteed by the government. If that fails, we're all stuck, right? And obviously it's a very low risk, but there's always risk when you put capital out. And the risk comes with the reward, right? The reason CDs are paying 1% right now is there's very low risk. So bad debt is investing or paying for something that goes down in value, right? So you're out the capital, and the asset that you've invested in is worth less than the capital. Good debt is investing in something that goes up in value faster than the interest that you paid, and faster than the time value of the money. So for me, things like systems and processes, investing myself, books, I've got hundreds of books, investing my people, all of those are things that have had the most return on investment, where I put in advertising, client attraction systems. I've all found a positive ROI on those, and I'm willing to go into debt on that, right? That's why, well, we'll get to that later. Okay, so another belief is a lot of people think, oh, all millionaires started off rich and they never had to borrow money. First of all, I just did a quick Google search and the top one that came up was US News reported that 88% of millionaires are self-made, meaning they didn't come from wealthy families. I couldn't figure out the research because I got too lazy to Google it, but I have overwhelmingly found every very successful person I've known has gone into debt for their business. And I'm not saying it means you have to. Even Dave Ramsey, who's the anti-debt, he started in debt, right? And then it bit him in the butt. And I think he built it without, I'm pretty sure. But that's by far the exception, not the rule. So we want to make sure I don't as much go for that black and white, black, you know, one side debt's bad or one side debt's good, as long as it's for your business. We really want to look for a return on investment and invest in things that are going to bring us back more money than we sent out. Again, the real big thing we need to understand is you're never going to be successful without doing scary things or being out of your comfort zone or putting things at risk, your time, your money. Daisy says, I love Dave Ramsey. I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan too. That's why I always feel bad about this, because I have a different position than he does on debt. Not completely. I'm not a huge, like, oh, just borrow wantonly. But I do think, you know, all the money we've invested in real estate, most of the money I've invested in business has come back with a positive ROI. It's been very helpful. So, okay. And Daisy says in YouTube, Mike, thank you, Daisy. And Lauren says, have the wrong employees can become the worst in a bad debt, for sure. Okay. So the big thing we got to understand is if we're like, well, I'll work, but I'm not going to risk too much time or too much capital or too much anything, right? I'm not going to get out of my comfort zone. That is a recipe for failure. You can be successful without risk, but that's called a job, right? AKA just over broke. So you can absolutely be successful having a job if that's what you want to do and haven't, but guess what? You're going to be working for an entrepreneur who has put capital and time at risk, right? He's putting your time and his capital or other people's capital at risk. That's really what entrepreneurs do. So it drives me nuts when people say, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I'm not going to put anything at risk. I'm not going to go into debt. I'm not going to borrow. I'm not going to work hard. I'm not going to do anything scary. I'm not going to ask my customers to prepay. I'm not going to ask family for money or whatever it takes, right? You've got to be willing to pay that price. So again, we've got to go, business is a pretty extreme venture. So I want to make sure we stay extreme in the right way. So one extreme is, I've heard people go, oh, as long as I'm borrowing from my business and investing in that, it's okay to go in debt. Again, you can waste money in business. So certainly if it's a TV or a couch or something that's going to decline in value pretty quickly, those are pretty safe bets that it's not going to work, right? Pretty safe to bet on that being a bad idea. Like I said, high value things like systems and processes, I have always gotten a good return on investment coaching, investing in my own brain, right? I've got hundreds of thousands of dollars in coaching, not to mention books and courses and all the stuff that I bought. It's franchises, right? My first business was a franchise, right? I think we spent $60,000, $70,000 on that thing. And that was just for someone else's systems, right? So you got to make sure that you're doing that. System for me, I found systems and processes and investing that I have invested in myself and my people typically get good ROI. Investing in garbage stuff that, you know, even things that are good like office rent, right, can be not a good ROI. So you can be successful without doing risk, but that's called a job, right? We can be willing to go into debt or leverage other people's capital for our business, but we can't just be like, just because it's our business, it's all good, right? You still have to make good decisions and invest on the high return items in your business. For me, I found that to be franchises and systems, right? There's a reason that people line up to spend $200,000-$300,000 or more, probably, for whatever it is, you know, McDonald's does, right? It's that systems booklet of here's how you hire people. Here's how many pickles you put on the burger. Here's how you do a drive-through. Here's how you do all that sort of stuff, right? As opposed to restaurants, you know, one of the highest failing business is restaurants, right? One of the most successful businesses are franchised restaurants, right? And the difference is systems, client attraction systems, hiring systems, all the systems that you need. So the reality is, you know, if you just look at college as a good deal, right? Like, oh, I didn't go to college. So I do want to be completely honest, but I look at it, I'm like, wow, that, you know, might be $250,000 depending on where you go for a good college education. There's no guarantee you get one nickel back on that thing, right? So many people I know, the vast majority, you know, obviously doctors, lawyers, engineers excluded, right? You need a specific degree to get a specific result. That's different. But everybody else that's got like a business degree or a, you know, liberal arts degree or whatever the heck it is, it's done nothing for them, right? So If college is a good deal at $250,000 with no return in your investment, systems and processes that actually make you money, and especially proven systems and processes, right? Like, that's why franchises are so important. That's why I bang my drum all the time about what we do. We've seen hundreds and hundreds of owners do it. So it's not just something we're trying or you're trying, something that works. So a proven system that can actually make you money and create wealth, that's a phenomenal deal, especially when you compare it to something like college, right? Where and again, it drives me nuts because people love college because they're like, oh, you're investing yourself, which is great, which is true, because that's one thing that you'll have forever, right? As long as you're living and kicking, your brain works, anything you've invested in yourself in terms of your brain, you'll have forever for this business, for the next business, for life. So we get it when it comes to college, but we don't look at how valuable that information is or how applicable that information is to make any money or to feed our family. So the reality is, I wanted to spend some time with you guys on this because a big part of being an entrepreneur is handling risk and capital. When you get this right and you're able to deploy your capital, and when you get to be a good, you know, when real entrepreneurs deploy other people's capital successfully, that's a skill that's going to serve you in this business and your next business and every business and in life. So really being able to handle risk and look at it appropriately, right? We know we're going to have to put time, money, and resources, ours and others, at risk to have a successful business. We just have to want to make sure that we focus that risk on positive return on investment propositions as opposed to negative return on investment propositions. The other thing is, you got to take a chance, right? Entrepreneurs are all about being decisive. So at some point, you know, we kind of want to be like, well, as soon as I know all the facts and I know everything, if this is going to work, then I'll make a decision. And it's kind of the reality I found is, when you make a decision, then things work or don't work. So far, far more important that you make a decision, you go all in and you decide what you're going to have out of your life, you go get it, then you kind of hope and wait for all of the kind of data to come in. So in addition to being able to handle risk and capital, you've got to assess risk, and then you've got to make a decision and go, that's it. Have I invested money in myself that didn't pay off? Absolutely. But again, if you're like, well, I'm only going to go up to bat when I know I'm going to get on base, you got to strike out 2 out of 3 times. And actually, if you strike out exactly 2 out of 3 times in, you know, Major League Baseball, you're a Hall of Famer, man. That's a .333 batting average. People kill for that. So business is no different, right? If you're not willing to step up to the plate and risk striking out, you're never going to go. Sometimes you just got to get there and swing. So entrepreneurs must have to be able to, Curtis said it perfectly, you know, risk versus reward. We must be able to handle risk, identify and assess risk, and certainly capital, right? People are going to trust us with our time, their money. And then once our business has a bunch of money, we're going to have to put that at risk, right? In other investments. So good news is, if you get this right, you'll be successful, not just in this business, but in life. Really just a skill everybody should have. And it's, I believe these kinds of skills are what America is built on. So if that's you, and by the way, if you are like, oh my gosh, I want these systems, where do I get it? You know, but I don't, you know, don't make it too scary, Mike. Don't charge me a bunch of money. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will find, the more than 500 broadcasts we've done, along with, I would probably start with our webinar, the complimentary on-demand training that I've made for you that goes over all things exactly like this, exactly what you need to do to be a successful entrepreneur, having coached hundreds or thousands at this point of owners of cleaning companies. That is where you want to go, growmycleaningcompany.com. Pretty low risk in that it costs nothing. You can go there right now and check it out. Sign up for the webinar, check it out. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Dylan says, I'm going to let Dylan finish this out because he said such a good thing. Stepping into fear is the only way to grow. I wish it wasn't true, Dylan, but it is absolutely true. I have found that that commitment to doing whatever it takes, even when it's scary, quite frankly, especially when it's scary, that's what it takes to win is a cleaning business. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the on-demand training. I'll see you there. Can't wait to serve. Talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.